This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Things We Need to Say by Rachel Burton, read by Gabrielle Glaister.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
December 2004. It started at the party. His hands on my hips, my forehead against his shoulder. He asked me to dance, but he didn't know how. We stood together at the edge of the dance floor, shaking with laughter at his two left feet. I don't know how long we stood there. I don't know if anybody noticed. He'd waited for me, sitting with my friends, not sure if I'd turn up or not. I wasn't in the habit of going to work Christmas parties. I only went in the end because he said he would be there, because he said he would wait for me. I arrived just as the main course was being served. I slipped into the seat next to him. His hand brushed against my thigh as I sat down. He held my gaze for longer than he should have done. I fell in love with him that night, as we stood on the dance floor laughing, my hands on his waist, feeling the muscles of his back, the warmth of his body through his dress shirt, the press of him against my hip.